Hello everyone, in this episode we're going to be discussing different types of star seeds and what that means. First of all of us right now are waking up to the truth that we are all multidimensional beings. We are all star seeds, and there are many different types, and I am so excited to start going over them with you guys in love and light. Elf star seeds. The elven star seeds are people that are from a subcategory. They're people that have a direct connection to the cosmos and Mother Earth, while always being in tune to this elven magic that they possess. They also have a direct connection to the cosmos. Many elven star seeds feel like they came from a planet, like from the movie Avatar. They really resonate with a bioluminescent type of world. Elven star seeds hold very powerful magic, as they're creatures of the earth and this cosmos. Together, they're able to wield this beautiful bridge of multidimensional consciousness and energy to form amulets, rings, and to cast very powerful spells. These are beings of great wisdom and beings that embody a truth and courage within them. They also are known for embodying the platinum ray of consciousness, allowing them to fully have within them the divine feminine and reflect this outwards. This can be seen as their skin appearing to have a glow or energetic pulse. Many elven star seeds will also learn the secrets to their immortality, and therefore will live hundreds of years in the embodiment that they are, because they are a direct reflection of silver starlight and platinum light. Thank you, and I hope you've enjoyed this. Hey everyone, in this segment, I want to talk about Arcturian starseeds. Now, first off, the Arcturians are viewed as the master geneticists in our galaxy. They are the most evolved civilization. They are beautiful and quite often have blue skin. But what do they bring with them when they incarnate as starseeds? I myself am an Arcturian starseed. And you know what? You can be many starseeds. You can resonate with many, even a dozen if that's alright with you. I, for instance, resonate with being an Elven, Arcturian, Andromedan, and Lyrian starseed. So, when it comes to being an Arcturian starseed, usually you have a very, very strong inner vision. You can perceive everything around you as very colorful, and due to this, you like to surround yourself with color. I, for instance, like to surround myself with color-changing lights everywhere I go. I cannot stand white or black houses or that are very pale. I have to have color. Arcturian starseeds also really like to work with crystals, so we're known for working with crystals a lot. We also are known for being connected to stones like moldavite or blue apatite, which are extraterrestrial crystals that help us to feel more at home. When you're a starseed and you incarnate on a planet, sometimes you go through this feeling where you don't feel like Earth is your home. Like you need to get off the planet, you're waiting for the next shuttle, and this is unhealthy for us. Because we came here for a reason, we came here to make changes. We chose this, and that's okay. And moldavite and blue apatite can help us to feel more comfortable in these bodies. Arcturian starseeds also love to work with sacred geometry and can be very attracted to the Flower of Life and Metatron's cube patterns, as well as working with Merkaba crystals, particularly rose quartz and quartz. I myself work with both and everything I've already mentioned here. I have been searching for quite a while for an amethyst Merkaba as well. I hope you've enjoyed this segment on Arcturian starseeds, and thank you for tuning in.